Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and the guest we have is Matthew Thomas out of San Antonio. Matthew has a great story to tell. At least it's an interesting story to tell, because it's probably a lot like some of you, the pain he had to go through to get to where he is today. So, Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Let's have you take us all the way back to the beginning of the story that you sent me, and let's talk about how you went through these different corporate changes and what it meant to you and how it felt and what it felt like to your family. Can we start at the beginning and go through that?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm relatively speaking, I'm a younger guy here, so I just turned 40 this year, but, you know, I graduated college, a state college here, SIU Edwardsville, in 2006 with a bachelor's of computer science. And for me, that was kind of the end of the, you know, go to school, work hard so you can get a job, and be successful in life, right? And so that was... That was close to that 2008 financial crisis, and coming out of college, you know, it was greatly expected that there was going to be, it was going to open up all of these job opportunities, and, you know, it was going to be so easy to get a job because now I've got that stamp of that bachelor's degree, and that was not the case. I didn't actually get picked up to do my first real job until... the financial crisis started happening, and they started laying off a bunch of the, I guess, the more expensive senior people to go work for a little company called Boeing in St. Louis. And we were doing inspections for aircraft, KC-135s, C-17s, KC-10s. And... they have a spares and repairs facility here in San Antonio, and we were maintaining that inspection program out of St. Louis. And in 2011, they said that my managers back in St. Louis at the time had said that, you know, if you're really going to have a future with the company, you need to start thinking about relocating to San Antonio. You know, I had grown up in St. Louis or Granite City, St. Louis area, and that was home for me. My family's there. My parents grew up there. So, you know, to move to San Antonio, you know, it's just quite shocking to have to move to a new place where, you know, you uproot your support system and your family and everything. My kids were in diapers at the time, and it's like, okay, well, I guess this is where life is going to take us here, right? So in July of 2012, we bought a house here in San Antonio. There was a bit of a transitionary period where we had 3 weeks here in San Antonio and 1 week back in St. Louis. And I'll tell you, Del, that was some fun times. That was, we did that for about 6 months, and
I'm assuming you're saying that in jest.
absolutely. Gosh, it was a real. Like I said, my kids were in diapers at the time, and it put a real strain on my marriage. And it came to the point where I said, "Look, we either have to be in St. Louis or we got to be in San Antonio, and we can't be doing this back and forth." And so, like I said, in July of 2012, we bought a house. We made it permanent. Well, I want to say it was like 6 months after we signed our house. They announced that the KC-135 was being moved up to Tinker Air Force Base, and roughly half the site was going to be laid off because of that. And my program, oh, and by the way, my program was going with it. And so we hobbled along on the C-17 program. But in March, well, in January, the writing was really on the wall here. And in March, I said, look, to my wife, I got to get out while the getting's good. And, you know, we had uprooted our family, moved across the country, and bought a house just, you know, 11 months ago. And I wasn't about, like, you know, I know nobody would have said it, but if I had gone back at that time, it would have been a tone of you just couldn't hack it. And, you know, maybe there's some pride, but I wasn't about to do that. So so I started interviewing and got picked up at USAA as a contractor. And I'll tell you, that was, again, a fun experience in hindsight. Because, like I said, we started there in March of 2013, and in November of 2014, USAA said to the contracting company, you're not working here anymore. And my contracting company at the time said, we're also going to be done with San Antonio. So if you want to stay with us, we have a position out in California, or you can fend for yourself out on the open market here in San Antonio. And I was thinking, geez, for the second time in 18 months here, you know, I'm being thrown to the wolves here, you know, getting this bachelor's degree and, you know, doing all this good work here was supposed to be a stable career. And so in January 2015, I started contracting with a company called Capital Group. For people who are unfamiliar with them, they manage and own American funds. And I was a contractor there for about 9 months. It was a contract to hire. And I'll tell you, that was also an experience, trying to prove that you're good enough to be converted to an employee. And so in September of 2015, I managed to convert to an employee at Capital Group. We had a bunch of people working on an internal application that is used in their call center. And I'll call it a disagreement with a coworker because I touched his code. And, you know, I remember thinking at the time, this was a pretty heated disagreement. I remember thinking at the time, you know, here it is, 2016, graduated in 2006, so 10 years under my belt here, and nothing has been stable. And I'm not the kind of guy to give up on something, but geez, Louise, if the last 10 years were any indication of how the next 30 are going to be, something's got to change. And so I had a guy that was a different coworker who was coming to, you know, your lifestyles events, and he had bought a fourplex, and we would sit down at lunch, and every day he'd say, man, I got this tenant in there, and he pays me $800 a month, and I've got three of them, and they pay the mortgage on my house, and in addition to the $800, you know, in every room, I'm walking away with $400 in my pocket. And I don't do anything. You know, just every day, in my ear. I thought, okay, well, maybe there's got to be something to this, right? This isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. This is, you know, a legitimate plan with a path, you know, a path to success that maybe doesn't involve uprooting my entire career every 18 months here, right?
Thomas, let's stop it right there. Remember exactly where you're at. We'll pick it up. We got to go to a break, and okay. It looks like you're about ready to go into another phase, okay? So this is the phase where you found lifestyles and you're thinking about it. We'll be right back with Matthew Thomas and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Matthew Thomas out of San Antonio. And Matthew's story has got to be one of the saddest employment stories that I've heard in a while. Takes a lot just to get through it all because there were so many things that happened in a short period of time. But now Matthew's at the part of the story where he found Lifestyles. A friend of his told him about it. So pick it up from there, Matthew. What happened after your friend told you about Lifestyles? Go through what your emotions were on that.
Sure. So, I had come to the 2-day. I come to the free seminar, and then I came to the 2-day, and it wasn't really like I said until I had that conversation with my coworker. You know that I had come to that realization that, you know, like I had said, if the last 10 years were any indication of what the next 30 were, a change has got to happen. And so, I signed up shortly after the 2-day. And then we bought our first rent house in, I want to say, October of 2016. And I could change the locks and wipe down the counters thing. It was ready to go. I was super scared and I had no idea what I was doing, but, you know, I had taken the online classes and I talked to my mentor. My realtor at the time was very helpful and kind of holding my hand. And so, I was scared that I was going to do something wrong, but it turned out to be super easy to show it and find my tenant and put him in there. And that November, I started cash flowing $450 a month in that house.
What kind of emotions did that erupt in you to see money coming in without someone else between you and it? Is it a boss or a business?
Oh, my gosh. The level of autonomy that it gives you. You know, I think about it now here, like, you know, whenever you go into your job, you know, your means of getting paid, the condition in which you're paid is dependent 100% on keeping your coworkers and your boss happy, right? But with your rent house, you just got to keep your tenants happy. And, you know, if you have a good quality house and answer the phone once every 6 months or 8 months or so, whenever they maybe have an issue, then that's it. The rent just always comes in on time. Yeah, the level of autonomy that you know, rent houses, I mean, it was crazy. I had finally separated, you know, my efforts for, I had finally separated my employer from, my income, if you will.
It makes perfect sense. I'm just going to back you up a little bit because you blew right over this part of it. That was the 2-day. What did you get out of the 2-day?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll tell you, the first time I had come to the 2-day, the missing link for me was the mechanics of it, right? So, okay, I understand from a broad perspective, the idea is you're buying a house. You are paying the mortgage, but you're charging rent slightly more than the mortgage. And whatever the delta is on that, that's what you get to put in your pocket every month. Understand that. But, okay, so I want to do that. Step one, do what? And that's what I got out of a 2-day. Here's how you find it, and here's the conditions that you want to look for. Here's what you want to stay away from. Here's where you can find a copy of your lease. Here's the kinds of things that you want to put in your lease. Here's how you deal with pets. Here's how you deal with assistance animals. Here's how you deal with, you know, utilities. Here's how you deal with, you name it, like the mechanics of it. That's what I really got out of the 2-day.
Do you think that's what people really don't understand when they get into this, Matthew? They seem to understand that there is another way, but they just can't figure out how to get there?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, for some people, I don't understand in anywhere. That obviously, this has got to be a scam, so I'm not even going to listen to it. But, yeah, if you walk through, you know, step one, do this. Step two, do that. Step three, here's what the end state looks like. And that's another thing that I got out of the 2-day is okay, now you're doing it. How do you get out of it? What's your exit strategy look like? So, you know, I'm ready to sell it, and I want to realize my capital gains on it. Well, depending on how you do that, that may be a taxable event. But if you 1031 it, you can just kick that can down the road to the sale of the next house. Didn't even know that was a thing that you could do, right? Sorry, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but...
Now, I'm going to ask you a question about logic here. Being in programming, do you not have to put together the big picture and work backwards into the code? You can't just start writing code, can you? You have to have a map, don't you?
Correct. You need to have some kind of idea of what the end state looks like. And from there, you break it down into subsystems, and you say, okay, well, we're going to here's the end state of components A, B, and C. And from there, we'll say, okay, well, what does it need to interact with? And so then from there, you can kind of start beginning to write code around those little components to build up to the big final product.
It kind of sounds like the same thing you're doing when you start a business, right?
Absolutely.
You're taking the big picture, you're breaking it down into the little subsets of things you need to know, and you're attacking each one of those little subsets and then tying it all together into one big picture.
Yep.
So that works for you, and that works for most logical people is the way to get to this thing. And so the next point of fact is, okay, how do you emotionally get through this, and especially if you've got a family? And I think we're coming to the end of this segment. I probably want to hold the emotional parts of the next segment. But what I'm going to ask you when you come back, if you just want to think about it while we're at break here, is what did the wife think about this? What did the family think about this? What did your coworkers think about this? There's all these people that you're yelling in your ear, do this, don't do this, it's not going to work, it's a scam, blah, blah, blah. And you've got to come to some conclusion and work through all that type of nonsense that comes about. Maybe you didn't run into any, but if you did, that's what we want to hear about when you come back. So we're going to take a short break, Matthew, and then when we come back, I'm going to unleash you on that giant conversation.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I started seeing the value of putting some money into my own deals so that I owned a larger percentage so that I made more of the cash flow that came out. This deal ended up being a killer deal. It was making about $2,000 a month positive cash flow on a $25,000 down deal. I mean, that's just $24,000 a year on $25,000, 100% return. And at the end of 2.5 years, we sold the thing. Now, before we had sold the thing, I had one family drop out because they moved and they wanted their money to go do something on their own. Actually, the person was moving on to buying their own deals. I had another guy drop out because his wife's job would not allow her to invest in these kinds of deals, so he had to get her out of the deal. And I had one other partner who died. And so by the time we came to the end of this thing, I only had one partner left, and we sold this thing for $450,000. We bought it for $200,000, so that's $250,000 gain on a $25,000 investment, and that is 10 times return, right? 10 times return on this deal. That's just unbelievable. $250,000 capital gain on a $25,000 investment, 10 times return in 2.5 years. It's just phenomenal. Matthew Thomas, Del Wamsley will be right back in just a few moments with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We'll be right back. when you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Here on Tell Del Tuesday, we have Matthew Thomas out of San Antonio with us. Matthew told a story earlier about some really tough situations he went through with his employment during the first 10 years of being employed. He's now going to share with us when he decided to make the change, or he decided to add passive investing and real estate investing into his life. I asked him before the break to share with us what kinds of responses did he get from his family, his friends, and so forth, and other working buddies and so forth. So, Matthew, why don't you pick this up? What kind of responses did you get? First, let's start with the wife. Where was she had on all this?
Sure. So this is one of those things where she's just like, I'm just going to let you do you kind of things. I was not in a good place at the time. And, in the evening we would have, long discussions about, what's the future look like, for work and career and marriage and kids and things like that. And so, in addition to at the time needing to make a change in a career, we needed to make some lifestyle changes. So I said, look, if this pans out, we are buying like a 3-year-old house in a newer neighborhood. And, I've got multiple comps from the realtor that say, here's what the rents are going for. I've got a lender statement that says, here's what my monthly mortgage is going to be. So the math checks out. And worst comes to worst, we can, hire a property management company, which I don't recommend doing. But worst comes to worst, we can hire a property management company. And instead of making $450 a month, we'll make $350 a month, right? So the math checks out on this. Let's just do this and let's see how it checks out, right? And it turned... it's not much, and I say that it's only $450 a month, right? But that turned around a lot of things at work and home. Just having that that mental burden, because that paid for my car at the time, right? So we bought in 2017. We bought two more houses, and then in 2018. I had four houses at the time, which I think were cash flowing about $1,100 a month. And that wasn't enough to offset all of my monthly expenses. In July, Capital Group decided to go with a different development language. And so myself and 40 other people were laid off. And so that could have been a really scary experience, but we had $1,100 of passive income coming in, so I was kind of able to shrug that off, and I found a new job shortly after that. But geez, I don't know where I would have been had I not had those houses coming in.
Well, then a year later, you were able to give something back to your wife, were you not?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so got a little established on the new job here at Security Service. And we saved, I think, 2.5 months of cash flow from the house. And my wife, she has really poor eyesight. She's had it almost her entire life. And we were able to get her LASIK surgery. And that, I'll tell you, that really hit it home for me that we are building things that, that are, you know, we're doing future building here now, right? That was a big thing to be able to give that to her and not have that come out of our paycheck or not have that come out of savings, you know, to be able to effectively cash flow that.
Was that enough realization to get her to come on board, be a part of the team? And
yeah, so you know, prior to that, she was starting to turn towards it. You know, we, like I said, we at the time we had I think four houses coming in, and you know, seeing the money come in really helped win her and other people over. Like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe there is something to this, right? But being able to pay for her LASIK surgery out of the cash flow, that sold her on it.
Excellent. Anybody else in your life? I mean, we've only got just about 5 minutes here left. Anybody else with a really great story? Was there any family or friends that just looked down on this whole idea and gave you grief about it, or was everybody on your side?
I never really had anybody saying, oh, yeah, this is a great thing. Go do it. Running, some certain family members have definitely sat on the sidelines and say, okay, well, this is going to have to be something that you just do, and we'll applaud your successes, but, you know, I'm ready to say I told you so, kind of thing like that. So, but yeah, when we've got the cash flow coming in, it definitely makes them pause and think for a second that, oh, maybe there is something to this.
You've doubled that cash flow since that part of the story. You want to tell that? You're up to how much now?
We are at about $2,100 a month in cash flow. And I remember, so in June of 2020, this was just shortly after the pandemic started. I had bought my sixth rent house, and we had cut back on a lot of our expenses, and so June 1st of 2020, the cash flow from all six houses exceeded our monthly expenses that month. And so by that definition, you know, I think it took us like 4 years to get there, but we had technically retired.
So you created the ability to retire, but you have not retired. You've decided to keep building income so that you can grow that?
That's correct. So 2021, we went to Expo, and one of the classes there talked about a return on equity. What really set well with me is that 10% is the call to action, either refinance it or sell it. And so I had four houses that fell under that call to action. So I spent last year selling those off. And January, I wired my money for my first passive apartment deal. And so I'm really excited about that.
I'm curious about the capital gains on those four houses. How much money did you walk away from those four houses with after you sold them?
It was in excess of six figures. It was $150,000. And I want to say it was like 30 or... I'd have to go back and look at the specific numbers, but it was under 40 for my initial investment on all of those.
So I don't know, I've paging through here somewhere in this, and I saw some numbers of really, really good returns. So you have to felt pretty good walking away with $150,000, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, when I was in that position in 2016, and you know, I had that moment. I was making $80,000 a year, and to come back with a check for nearly double that, I don't know how else to say, but it really puts a smile on your face, right?
All right, we only have 1 minute left. Real quick, what would you tell someone that was sitting on the sidelines thinking about it?
The time to act is now. Whether that means joining Lifestyles, whether that means buying your first house, or you know, investing in an apartment complex, but the time to act is now.
Well, Matthew, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story with everybody. Really look forward to the day you come back on and tell us the story about total retirement, because you got so much income, you don't even see the need to go to work anymore. That's what I look forward to. Otherwise, thank you for coming on. And everybody else, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
First segment of my life got me away from controlling, manipulative people telling me that I have to be as messed up as they are in life. That was my parents. And so I learned you do not have to be controlled, manipulated. And number two, you don't have to be as messed up as the people around you. You don't have to believe the lies that they live in their life every day. You can live a different way, even though they tell you it's the only way to live. I found out you don't have to be fat. You don't have to be physically out of shape, and you don't have to let people push you around and berate you and make you feel terrible about yourself. You can fix all of those things. So I learned to take physical control of my life, self-control of my mental ability to say, in which I use it even to this day, willpower, to say I'm going to stop eating and I'm going to stop drinking and I'm going to start exercising, and realize that you don't need all that stuff. You think you need it. It's really an addiction. Food is an addiction. Alcohol is an addiction. Spousal acceptance is an addiction. Many people just do whatever their spouse tells them to do, and you find you waste hours and hours and hours a day not getting anything done that you need to get done because you're doing the minutia of life that people want you to put into your life. And I found I didn't have to do that. Be right back.
Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. I want to bring this point to you that coming up here in March 17th through 19th, we are going to have what is the world's largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's going to be held here in Houston, Texas at the George R. Brown, March 17th through March 19th. And attached to that event is the Lifestyles Unlimited Multifamily Masters Tour, which is where we load up the buses and we go out and look at apartment complexes, guys, all day long, 2 days in a row. You can sign up for one day, you can sign up for the other day, you can sign up for both days. But yes, I mean, you're going to learn more in one day than you might learn in a year's worth of talking to people and going online and researching stuff and whatever. I mean, you're going to see it live. Unbelievable event, and you're really going to want to be there. In addition to that, at the expo, we have a tremendous number of experts and a tremendous number of case studies that you're going to be able to watch and learn from, ask questions of, and so forth, and along with massive networking opportunities. So it's going to be a big deal. One of the folks that's going to be there to discuss his experience is Gerard Bolster. And Gerard's going to be talking about being an IRO, which is an independent real estate owner. Gerard, welcome to the show.
Hi, Del. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell everybody what it is you're going to be talking about? Give them a little bit of an understanding of what you're going to share with them.
Absolutely, Del. I'm going to be sharing my first IRO multifamily property that I purchased after joining Lifestyles. 16-unit, two-bed, one-bath property that I purchased in 2018. A lot of inefficiencies at the property when I took over, and I was able to increase rents by 53% during a three-and-a-half-year hold period. I was also able to refinance, do a cash out refinance on the property 2 years in, you know, sharing with the audience all the improvements that were made, how I added value for the residents, how I listened to their concerns, how I was able to operate the property efficiently, and ultimately sold the property late 2021 for a total return of 370%, and the full cycle IRO deal, my first one.
So you have to think about this. How many people out there listening right now could possibly ever claim making a 370% return? Basically, you bought this thing for $528,000. You sold it for $1.5 million. That's a $1 million gain. How much did you have in it to make that $1 million gain?
I put down over $300,000 in terms of the down payment on the property and then the capital expenditures that my cost outlay throughout the life of the deal.
Wow. 370% return. That's an amazing, amazing story. And that's the story you're going to share with everybody, right?
That is correct.
In detail. Now, since you've done that, what other things have you done?
Well, the good news is that when I was able to do the cash out refi on that property, August 2020, I took the proceeds from that event and purchased 11 townhome units in Rock Hill, South Carolina, right outside of Charlotte. And currently, I'm under contract for 21 units in the Charlotte market right now. So basically parlaying the 16 units from this deal I sold into 32 units. I'm very excited about the Charlotte deal. It should be closing within 2 weeks. Charlotte is growing by leaps and bounds right now to the tune of about 200 people per day, that MSA.
It's got to feel good to double your assets in just a few years, huh?
100%. It's very exciting.
How much did the 21 unit cost you, just out of curiosity?
Excuse me, just under $3 million.
So you went from a $500,000 deal to a $3 million deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
That's quite a bit of growth there, buddy.
It sure is. Very excited about it.
So what got you started in Lifestyles?
A friend of mine introduced me to the podcast in 2016. I was living in New York. I was working the grind, the rat race, and got tired of that. And when I took my family, moved to North Carolina, which offered a lower cost of living and higher quality lifestyle, went to a two-day event in Atlanta, and soon after that summer ended, I joined as a preferred member, and I just wanted a different way of life. I was just tired of the grind, working on Wall Street, you know, working the financial markets, not being with my family enough, 12-hour-a-day work days, and passive income has changed my life forever. You know, I have the complete freedom of time and control of my businesses. You know, I'm just looking for more people to play with in the sandbox, Del.
I totally relate to that. People don't realize that, you know, when you become financially free, you have to look for other financially free people to play with in the sandbox, because everybody else has to get up and go to work every day. So that's a very good point. I agree with that. What does the family think about you buying back your life from corporate America?
I mean, they're impressed. They really haven't asked like how I've done it. You know, I will share with them my experiences, you know, on the radio and tell them, you know, how excited I am not to have to get up and go to a job every day. But they don't really understand it that much. But, you know, when you can sleep and make money work for you, it is a game changer. And they're not there yet, unfortunately.
You know, it's amazing when you say that. How many people are just satisfied with the status quo, living a life of quiet desperation, not even realizing sometimes that you're living a life of quiet desperation, just, you know, getting by. Type of thing. So I agree with you. Well, I really am excited to hear your story. Day, are you going to be sharing your story?
I'll be presenting on March 18th, Friday.
Friday, March 18th?
In the evening
or during the day?
During the day. Okay. At the morning session.
Very good. Well, we all look forward to getting to hear that story with you and share that time with you. This is a great opportunity for people to learn. I mean, this is a tremendous set of numbers to look at. So there's going to be a lot to be learned here, I guarantee you. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Del.
And even more thanks for coming to the expo and sharing it. So folks, remember, March 17th through 19th, Lifestyles Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Lifestyles Multifamily Masters Tours. Tickets are available now. Go online, Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2022, and get yourself some tickets. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Gerard. Really appreciate it.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Everything in life can be simplified. Everything in life can be condensed, confined, brought down into the smallest possible increment so that it doesn't take time to get done. so it isn't complicated to get done, so it can be repeated and replicated in massive numbers. That's necessary because to have success, you have to have massive success to have massive wealth, massive success to have massive fitness, massive success to have a great relationship. You have to have a lot of things reoccurring on a regular basis. In other words, I got to be friendly, not once a week, not walk in once a month and be friendly. I got to have that system in place on a daily basis.
Remember this, we're not doing it for some money. We're doing it for the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.